The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
You know who Mel Brooks is?
Mm-hmm.
Mel Brooks, the actor, director, actor,
Blazing
comedian.
Saddles?
Yes, that's him.
Yep.
Spaceballs.
Spaceballs the movie. Spaceballs the flamethrower. The kids love this one. He was giving an interview in England and had some really interesting things to say about comedy and entertainment and political correctness. He said, stupidly politically correct sensibilities will lead to the death of comedy. He said, it's not good for comedy. Comedy has to walk a thin line, take risks. Comedy is the lecherous little elf whispering in the king's ear, always telling the truth about human behavior.
That's deep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and if the elf he's referring to, that is a time-tested stage trick in order to use comedy.
I don't know about that one.
Well, the jester obviously is responsible for comedy. Mm-hmm. But if you're doing a serious play, Shakespearean, whatever, and you need some comic relief, they would employ a small device like an elf whispering in the king's ear that was telling the truth, almost as a narrator,
mm-hmm.
you know, somebody, you know, commenting on it. It's almost like somebody commenting on the play or something. Mm-hmm. So he meant that, I think, literally and figuratively, the lecherous little elf whispering. He said the radical prejudice portrayed in Blazing Saddles was the mechanism behind its cultural significance. He called Blazing Saddles basically culturally significant. And I think he's right.
He's right.
He said, but the prejudice is actually what makes its power. See, a lot of people would look at Blazing Saddles and get offended. I mean, there are so many racist things.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
powerfully racist. And they would see that, not realizing, even if it was meant as racist at the time, which it was not, it's satirical.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of us have moved beyond that. We're not racist. It's satire, pointing out the obvious wrong in a funny way. Very effective. But it's hard to do that now.
Very difficult.
He said without that, the movie would not have had nearly the significance, the force, the dynamics, the stakes that were contained in it. He said he could find comedy in just about everything, but said there were certain areas he would not mine material from.
Which were?
He said, I personally would never touch gas chambers or the death of children or Jews at the hands of the Nazis. Everything else is on the table. Now, Mel Brooks is not just Jewish, but an older Jewish man mm-hmm. who likely remembers the era. And while those are horrific things, and it would be hard to do as comedy, I could still make an argument that used as satire and done well, you could point out how horrific those things were.
Right.
Charlie Chaplin, look at how he used satire, you know, mocking Hitler even. I've said this over and over again, and I don't think most people really get it. I can find humor in just about anything. I wouldn't joke with certain people about certain things or at a certain time because mm-hmm. you're just being a tool then. And it's different on a radio broadcast, something like this, because you don't have to listen. You know, if I walk into your funeral and I go, oh my, your dad died, waka waka, and I start doing shtick, may not be appropriate.
Right,
you know what
right.
I mean? And it's hard to go, wow, doc, I can't turn you off here. Maybe you get that. You know what I mean? It's already out there for you. But you can turn off a program. But I could find humor in just about anything. I remember having that discussion with my parents when I was, I don't know, a young adult. And my parents both like comedy, but there were certain areas they probably wouldn't go to. And I told them, I said, yeah, it's time and place, but everything done for a purpose, satire, you can find comedy. We will tell jokes off the air are things that we could not say on the air. I mean, there are battered women's jokes that we have joked about. Battering anybody, battering a spouse, let alone a wife, a woman, a female, somebody you're supposed to care, is reprehensible. You are scum. We don't say it to justify or glorify it. It's just the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, there are some people who are battered. We shouldn't, you know, talk about these things. Or we'll just get together, cry on Oprah. What average person is watching Oprah going, wow, they're talking about the battered women. Let's sit down and watch them and cry along with them. No, that's target marketed. There go. Most people don't hear how often stuff like that happens. The issue is not out there, mm-hmm. unless you're an activist, unless it touches you. This is another way to identify an issue. And then when you realize satire done well, the reality in it, the nugget of truth around it is amazing. I love satire.
When done well, you're right. When done well.
Yeah. It's sad that right now Blazing Saddles, can you have public displays of it? I mean, can you?
It's sad that I don't think movies like that can get made today.
No.
They won't even attempt it.
You know what's funny about Blazing Saddles? Think about this. There were two leads in Blazing Saddles, Gene Wilder and Clevon Little. Clevon was black.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He was dead now, but he was black. Mm-hmm. So at a time when black actors were struggling to get roles, certainly lead roles in a major motion picture, he gave him a lead. And it wasn't just a step and fetch it, we're going to mock you. I mean, yeah, they did racist things, but Clevon Little was a good-looking strap. He was the good guy.
He was the good guy. He was the hero.
He was the hero in it. And he was the lead because Gene Wilder was his sidekick.
Right.
I mean, think of it. No one looks at it that way. Right?
And that movie, like you said, is touches on racism a lot, but it points out and makes fun of
people who are racist.
Exactly.
Like, okay, so the little old lady. Have you ever seen Blazing Saddles?
I've seen clips of it. I don't think I've ever seen the whole thing.
So there's they prop up this black man as sheriff in this town in order to scare people out, basically, because they knew seeing a black man, they'd all flip out, right?
It's a Western, by the way.
Right, it's a Western. Yeah. So he becomes the sheriff and whatever, and this little old lady, he passes, and he goes, "Morning, ma'am," you know, being neighborly or whatever, and she's like, "Up yours, N-word." She was busted out on the street. Now,
the N-word is dropped in that
shocked,
movie.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Back then, not as troubling, you know, and he's like, "Well, okay." So he saves the town, okay, and she comes to the window of the jail, she knocks on the window, and he opens it up, and she's like, bakes him a pie. And she's, you know, thanks him, saving the town or whatever. And she's like, "You'll forgive me for that, you know, up yours, N-word thing, whatever." And he's like, absolutely, forgives her. "And thank you for the pie." And he shuts the window. And Gene Wilder says to him, "See that? You're changing the town. You did good and they're seeing you, you know, beyond race." And I'm paraphrasing, but that's it. And he goes, "You know, maybe you're in the window," and he opens it up. She goes, "You'll have the good decency not to tell anybody I was here, right?" She comes back to say, "But don't tell anybody that I'm in."
Yeah.
Oh, right? That shows you racism and how people are with the stuff.
Yep.
It's funny. The sheriff is near. Did you say the sheriff is near? Hilarious. <That's horrible. laughs> So, Slim Pickens in that movie. You know who Slim Pickens is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
"Somebody go back and get a whole S load of dimes." All right. Now I got to watch Blazing Saddles over the weekend. Good stuff.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.